From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting what could be a major clue in the crash of a Russian airliner has been recovered. Russia's defense ministry says search teams have found the main flight data recorder from a military passenger plane that crashed over the weekend in the Black Sea. Russian news agencies said the device would be delivered to Moscow for analysis as investigators try to figure out what caused the crash. Officials say that terrorism has not been ruled out in Sunday's crash, but that it is extremely unlikely. All 92 people on board the plane were killed. The defense ministry said that as of early Tuesday, search crews had found 12 bodies and many more body parts. VOA's Moscow correspondent Daniel Sharf says Russian media reports have speculated on possible causes of the crash.
One possibility of the plane possibly having been overloaded. Another possibility that there might have been something wrong with the fuel quality. There's also a theory that something might have gotten into the engine or flown into the engine, causing the plane to go down, to lose control.
Among the victims of the crash, 68 members of the Alexandrov Ensemble, a military choir, orchestra, and dance group that was to give a New Year's performance for Russian airmen at the military base near Latakia. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe on Monday stopped at several memorials in Hawaii a day before he visits the site of the 1941 bombing of Pearl Harbor during a trip intended to show a strong alliance between his country and the United States. Abe made no public remarks and stood in silence before a wreath of flowers at the National Memorial Cemetery of the Pacific. This is VOA News. Two mass drownings in the Mediterranean Sea, in which an estimated 100 people died last week, pushed this year's death toll to more than 5,000. That's a grim new record. Announcing these latest deaths on Friday, the International Organization for Migration, IOM, and the U.S. Refugee Agency, UNCHR, said that both incidents involved totally unsuitable and overcrowded rubber dinghies. The IOM explained that it was not unusual for far too many people to be crammed into inflatable craft. Joel Millman is the agency spokesperson.
We're talking about over 100 people in each boat, and these are normally supposed to carry 25 to 30 people. So we can imagine only that it's rough seas, it's winter weather, and when it capsizes, they don't have many hours to survive in that kind of weather.
The agencies reported that the Italian Coast Guard had rescued some 143 passengers out of an estimated 260 on board the stricken vessels. Their exact departure point, most likely from the North African coast, is not yet known. Despite the cold and danger, nearly 360,000 people have made the perilous crossing so far this year, according to the two agencies. That compares with more than a million journeys in 2015, when the death toll was less than 4,000. Kurdish-led fighters are approaching a strategic dam controlled by the Islamic State group in northern Syria after days of fighting that killed a senior IS military commander. A spokesman for the U.S.-backed forces and others say the fighters, with the support of U.S., French, and British special forces, have driven IS from dozens of villages and farms in recent days and are now about 5 kilometers from the Euphrates Dam. The capture of the dam, which controls the flow of water to parts of Syria and neighboring Iraq, would deal a major blow to the extremist group, which has held the facility for more than 2 years. Behind the dam lies Lake Hassad, which at 640 square kilometers is Syria's largest reservoir. Nearly 80% of Islamic education teachers in Indonesia support implementing Sharia law. That according to a new survey that's causing some alarm among some moderate Muslim groups. Researchers in Jakarta interviewed 505 Islamic religious education teachers in 5 of Indonesia's 34 provinces. The study conducted this past October found high levels of Islamization in those teachers it spoke with, including the cities of Solo and Makassar and in the Aceh Besar region. Among the study's findings, 74% of Islamic religious teachers believe Muslims should not give holiday greetings to adherents of other religions, and 89% believe non-Sunni minorities should not be accommodated in the country.
That's the latest world news from VOA.